Well, good morning, boys and girls. I have some stuffed animal friends, and your handbell hogs have also made an appearance for the children's sermon this morning. In the Bible, Jesus tells us that he came so that we would have life and have life to the full. But what does Jesus mean by that? He talks about us having a life to the full, but does he mean full of stuff? Well, no, Jesus doesn't mean having a life full of stuff. Instead, he's talking about having a life filled with God. When our lives are filled with God, it is easier for us to share with others. It's easier for us to share God's love with everyone we meet. And it's also easier for us to remember and to know how very much God loves us. When we spend time with God and our lives are filled with God, it's easier for us to remember God's love. But sometimes we get things a little bit confused and we start to fill our lives with stuff. And it's nice to have stuff, but when our stuff becomes the most important stuff that we have and we fill our lives with stuff instead of filling it with God, we start to become a bit greedy. We stop wanting to share because what if somebody breaks our stuff? What if somebody takes our stuff? What if we don't have enough because we give something away? When our lives become filled with stuff, it's easy for us to be greedy. So the opposite of greed is generosity. And when we share with others and when we spend time with God and God helps us share with others, we start to have our lives filled with God once again. Right now, things are hard, and it can be easy to want to hold on to our stuff because we're afraid of what's going to happen. But if we trust in God and we look for ways that we can share with others so that everyone can have enough, then we will find out that God always provides and that God gives us what we need, and we will have enough. So this week, even though we have to be physically distant from one another, I hope that you and your family will look for ways that you can share with others so that everyone has enough. I hope that you will look for ways that you can donate food so that people who are hungry right now can have enough to eat, and that you will look for ways to share God's love. Because even though we have to be far apart physically, there are still lots of ways that we can share God's love with others. Let's pray. God, we are so thankful that your love is bigger than anything else. Help us to fill our lives with you. Help us to find ways to share your love with others and to share what we have so that everyone has enough. We love you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.